This next song is called What Happens When the Heart Just Stops. I was telling this story last night about, just very quickly, I'll summarize it tonight. There was a dog in our neighborhood when we were kids, this young dog who used to sit on the corner of, beside our school. He would just sit on the corner, and he never moved. Whenever we went to school, whenever we came home from school, weeks on end, summer holidays, the dog was always just sitting there on the corner. And he was very dutiful. He would just sit there, like, you know. And we'd kind of, when we'd come home from school, we'd rub him and be like, how are you? We called him Deefer. We didn't know what his real name was. We called him Deefer, which was Deefer Dog. And he was the most polite thing. He wouldn't give us any trouble at all. He'd just be like, you know, like, yeah, oh, thanks. But now I'm back to business. And the only time the dog would ever get in any way riled up or excited was in a white estate car. If there was like a Ford Escort estate, it was white. He would tear after barking, losing the head. Ah, ah. And this was his big moment. He'd get really excited and chase the car. And we were thinking maybe, you know, me and my mates, because we'd sit on the grass and watch him, you know. We'd kind of be thinking, you know, I wonder what he's thinking, man. You know, just... I just went, it's playing, man. He just sits there all the time, doesn't do anything. Just... watching the traffic, and then look at the car, the white car, here, white car, watch. So, after years of observation, we sort of sussed out that he had a thing with this white car. We theorized, because we were in that kind of mood, we theorized that maybe his owner was knocked down by a white car, and he sits on the corner where it happened, or maybe his owner had him in the white car and just turfed him out when, you know, here, this'll do. There you go, Lassie, off you go, yeah, goodbye. You know, but whatever, the dog would just sit there and wait. So we never knew what he was waiting for, but we all fucking respected him so much. Because this dog had a mission, you know. So this song is kind of written from his point of view. We built him a kennel on the corner, me and my mates. it was really exciting, bits of wood and nails and hammers, and we got all sort of riled up. We made him a kennel, and when he died, we buried him on the corner as well. So he's still there, man. I don't know what his deal was, but he's waiting for something. So what happens when the heart just stops? Stops caring for anyone. The hollow in your chest dries up and you stop believing. So what happens when the heart gives up? Body goes on living. The blood crawls to a slow and stops, and it goes away. Well, we've got no one to meet, no love we would beseech. We only have ourselves to blame for everything. Well, there was no answer in the dust, and I'm missing you so much. But now you're sleeping, and I'm leaving. Empty-handed waiting, time it will subside, and we'll agree. It was a given, yeah. Well, there was no standard we could set. And the world, it does regret to have to leave you in this state of bereavement. See, I'm feeling everything. Nothing gets by Well, there is this hollow in my chest, and this time I won't forget. There is no comfort in the eyes that put us always to the test. I can't prepare myself for that, but I'll work it out in time. There is a love that flows between us, ever changing every day. I worked myself up to crawl. Well, I'm not fearing it at all. We had no reason left to stay, and that's why we're leaving. Yeah, well, there was no answer in the dust, and no one out there to trust. There is this light that drags us beating and falling into thank you.